Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Reading out of Job first, and then I'll read out of 2 Corinthians. Job chapter 29, verse 25, and he says this, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand on the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God." And then out of chapter 42, verse 2 in Job, "I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. You asked, 'Who is this that obscures my plans without knowledge?' Surely," Job said, "I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know." And then out of 2 Corinthians, it's one of Paul's letters. In chapter 4, Paul writes, beginning at verse 7, "We have this treasure, Jesus Christ, in jars of clay, to show this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are handicapped on every side, but we're never frustrated. We're puzzled, but never in despair. We're persecuted, but never stand alone. We may be knocked down, but we're never knocked out." A number of years ago, Professor Walter Cannon of the UCLA School of Medicine researched and wrote a paper on a most unusual subject, voodoo medicine. Really. Professor Cannon wanted to know how it was that a witch doctor would seem to simply point to any given person and say, "You will die exactly 45 days from now, 2 days or 2 hours after the new moon comes up. And 45 days later, that person will be dead." His research found that it happened time and time again, and Cannon wondered how it could happen with such consistency. He discovered that there was no trickery involved, that the voodoo witch doctor had not done something or arranged some chain of events that would cause the person to die, and that there was not any power in the spell itself that seemed to cause the person to die. But what he discovered in his research was that the individuals themselves, psychologically and physiologically, had contributed to causing their own death, believing what the witch doctor had said. That is to say that the will to die in that person had replaced the will to live at precisely that point in time that the person accepted as reality the prediction of their death. They had believed it would happen, and as a result, they lost the will to live any longer at that point in time, which also had affected the functioning of their biological systems, which caused them to fail at about that time. Well, whether we want to believe Professor Cannon's research or not, that phenomenon set out in his paper points out the immeasurable power of a person's attitude in and toward life to color their lives and even, one could argue, to affect life and death decisions of their lives. Each one of us carries a certain attitude, that is, a certain approach to life, an attitude that is completely unique to each one of us, an attitude that has been shaped throughout our lives, both positively and negatively, by an assortment of events, people, and circumstances, and an attitude that we choose to live by each day of our lives, an attitude that colors our view of the world in which we live, an attitude that determines whether we throw in the towel and run from the adversities and the challenges we confront in life and will confront in life and from the tough decisions that we have to make, or an attitude that causes us to stand firm, to move ahead and to hang on with everything we've got, with every fiber, so to speak, of our being. It's all in our attitude. It's all in our approach to each and every day of our lives, each and every minute, second moment of our existence on God's earth. An attitude that, as I noted, has been shaped throughout our lives, but most importantly, as we sit here today, an attitude that is shaped by whether we can claim a life-changing, transforming, eternal relationship with the Father through His Son, Jesus Christ, or not. The passages that I read earlier from the book of Job present the final attitude of Job toward all the adversity and disaster which had entered his life. The book of Job begins by showing an absolutely faithful servant of God, and things went well for Job. He was blessed with a large and wonderfully happy family, with numerous heads of sheep and camels and oxen and donkeys, servants to answer and tend to his every desire. Things went well for Job. But then God allowed Job's faith to be tested, They allowed Satan to set about to not only destroy Job's life and lifestyle, but more importantly, he set out to destroy Job's relationship with and his trust in God. So what happened to Job when that all happened? Well, first his family, his lands, his wealth were stripped from him, but Job remained faithful to God and refused to blame God for all that had befallen him. But then Job's health was destroyed and sores appeared all over his body, and Job began to question why. But he hung on, even though at times by the barest of threads, he still hung on, for he believed way down deep in the deepest recesses of his soul that God was still there, and that all that he had and all that he was still the result of God's grace. He refused to be defeated, no matter the storms that hit him, and he trusted and hung on to a God he knew would never leave him and would always love him and remained in control even in the storms. Job had persevered through hope based upon a deep faith in God that was rooted in his commitment to and relationship with God. He refused to believe that the final chapters of his life had been written, even though he had been knocked down into the deepest pit of despair. His life was an example of what Paul later wrote, which we read in the passage from 2 Corinthians a moment ago, that although there are times that we may have been knocked down, when walking with God, we will never be knocked out. That's the attitude toward life that we need to claim for ourselves today, that realizes that the whole story of our lives has not been written yet, my friends. An attitude of an eternal outlook of hope, knowing that no matter what we face in life, when we walk with God and are connected with God through relationship with His Son, we will have all the power we will ever need to face any storm in any day of our lives. A number of years ago, Linda and I built our new home. At some point in the process, when the plumbing fixtures were installed, but the house was still a long way from being finished, I had a moment of simple revelation. I turned on one of the faucets, but guess what? You're right, no water came out. The faucet was hooked to the other water lines within the house, but those lines had not yet been hooked up to the city water lines, which hooked to the reservoir, to the lakes, to the rivers, and the rain from the sky. Simply put, our home's water system had not yet been connected to the ultimate source of water that would eventually provide the water we would need to sustain our lives in our new home. Simple point for a simple guy like me, but it paints the picture of our lives with a relationship with God. Before we can experience that attitude of hope, that supernatural power of God in our lives, we must connect to that ultimate source of power that is available to us. And that connection leads to and is with God, that ultimate and eternal source of hope and strength for our lives. And that connection is through His Son, Jesus Christ. And once we hook up with that source of power available through Christ by asking Him into our lives and acknowledging Him as our Savior because of what He did for us on the cross, we will forever find all the hope, the strength, and the enthusiasm through Him which we will ever need for the living of these days. The word enthusiasm itself is derived from the Greek words entheos, E-N-T-H-E-O-S, entheos, in God. And it's through that faith in God, through His Son, Jesus Christ, that we're provided with that enthusiastic hope to face whatever life throws before us, an attitude of hope that sustains us through whatever adversity and storms we face, an attitude that allows the light of Christ to shine through us, no matter what we're going to, onto a world in desperate need of His life changing power and love. The Bible places a high emphasis on those who, when things seemed the very darkest, they stood as beacons of hope for all to see, as harbors of strength and comfort for all in need. People like Abraham and David, Moses, Esther, Joseph and Joshua, Peter and Paul, who we read from a minute ago, and others, and maybe sometimes us. Yet my reminder for us this morning is that there is one greater than all of those who walked this earth over 2,000 years ago. And no matter what we go through, no matter what comes at us, and when our days play out in ways we never planned, He's still there to lead each one of us out and into a new day. When our hopes and dreams seem far away, when we're running out of faith, when the heartaches hit us, and tears of pain stream down our faces when all seems lost and we don't know how to make ends meet and we're frightened about what tomorrow may bring, remember, God remains in control. And our connection with God anchors us within His love, within His peace, and His power forever. In the storms and difficulties of life, God is always in control. Connect there with Him. He is our hope forever and ever. Amen and amen. Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank You for these dear friends. I ask Your hand a blessing on their lives. I thank You for all that they've done so far, but thanks for this simple reminder this morning, Lord, that all our strength, all our hope, all our enthusiasm for life comes from You, can come from You even in a greater sense once we connect. Help us to, if we need to, open that valve for the first time, or maybe just open it wider so that Your love will flow through us, Your power, Your strength will flow through us so that we can be that vessel for You, for others. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all You do for us and with us. And it's through Your sons You do it. And it's in His precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us. And be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.